For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The latest official stats suggest China's Consumer Price Index, a main gauge of inflation, hit 1.6% in July, the highest so far this year. Data published by the National Bureau of Statistics earlier this morning shows consumer prices edged up 0.3% in July on a monthly basis. China's pork price hike and the rising costs for medical care, vegetables, housekeeping, and tobacco are said to have caused the CPI surge. At the same time, China's producer price index measuring wholesale inflation slid 5.4% year-on-year in July. Industry observers say the declining PPI is partly due to the falling price of bulk commodities globally. Typhoon Sotolor has made landfall in southeast China's Fujian province with strong gales and heavy winds. Sotolor landed on the coastal city of Putian in Fujian Saturday night and is expected to storm through the province. Precipitation in the provincial capital of Fuzhou reached historical highs on Saturday, with much of the downtown waterlogged. The province has evacuated more than 160,000 people and 32,000 fishing boats in a bid to minimize the damage. Forecasts say heavy rains and strong gales still expected through Sunday morning in the northern part of Fujian province. Before landing on Fujian, the super typhoon hit Taiwan Saturday early morning, leaving at least 6 people dead, 4 missing and over 100 injured. A Chinese non-governmental rescue team is carrying out operations in Myanmar's flood-hit regions. The flood disaster in Myanmar has brought the death toll to 89 in the country. China's Blue Sky Rescue Team has sent 13 victims, including 11 children, to hospital. The second batch of the 21-member team arrived in Yangon early on Saturday, carrying rescue boats and relief aid. The first batch of a 10-member team arrived in the country earlier this week. Currently, the team has carried out rescue operations in the Sagyang region, one of the worst hit areas by floods. A former kindergarten teacher has been handed a life sentence by a court in northwest China after the man was found guilty of raping or molesting 12 of his students. Huang Zhenxin was sentenced by the Intermediate People's Court in the northwestern city of Yinchuan. Police say Huang sexually assaulted each of the 12 girls after telling them he would tutor them on their homework. The kindergarten has offered compensation to each of the victims. The latest numbers show China's foreign trade dropped 7.3% year-on-year in the first 7 months of 2015. The total trade volume by July stood at 13.6 trillion yuan, about 2.2 trillion U.S. dollars. Exports edged down by 0.9% annually, while imports slumped by 14.6%. The trade surplus doubled to hit 1.87 trillion yuan in the January to July period. The numbers show weak demand from the EU and Japan, but increasing export volume to the markets in the U.S. and ASEAN countries. At least 12 people have been killed after suspected Islamist militants attacked a hotel used by United Nations staff in central Mali. The victims include 5 soldiers and 2 civilians. 4 hostages were freed after security forces raided the hotel in the central town of Sivari. Gunmen stormed the town on Friday, attacking a military base and killing 13 people before taking over the hotel. No group has claimed responsibility, but the IS has carried out most of the recent attacks in central and southern Mali. A Norwegian vessel carrying some 800 rescued migrants has arrived in the port of Reggio Calabria, southern Italy. Earlier, migrants were transferred to the rescue ship Sime Pilot after being found off the coast of Libya on Thursday. According to the Italian Coast Guard, most of the survivors are from Syria and sub-Saharan African countries. The migrants, including 48 children and 94 women, will be sent to reception centers across Italy after initial health checks. A Palestinian man who was seriously wounded last week in an arson attack that killed his 18-month-old son has himself died of his injuries. The baby died during the attack on July 31st when someone tossed firebombs into the family home in the Palestinian village of Douma. A 4-year-old boy who was seriously injured in the attack is still in the hospital. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the incident an act of terrorism. The attack has triggered protests across Palestinian communities in the West Bank. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.